Welcome back to the George Rondo Show. On today's episode, I'll be breaking down last night in the NBA. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Herro combined for 49 points as the Heat send a big message to the Joel Embiid-less 76ers in Game 1 with a 106-92 win. Now this game, if you're watching this game, the Heat's defense, we seen what they did to Trae Young. We seen how they literally basically took the life out of Trae Young's game. I honestly feel like if James Harden plays the way James Harden can play and not the way he's been playing as of late, the 76ers without Joel Embiid will have a shot to steal a game. But without Joel Embiid, with James Harden only taking 13 shots a game, like, they're done, bro. Like, they're done. They're not going to win a single game in this series if Joel Embiid doesn't come back and Harden keeps playing like that. Like, he has 16 points. 16 points. Harden cannot score 16 points, and they cannot think that's okay. Someone needs to instill in James Harden's head, and it might have to be Joel Embiid, that you can't play like this for us to win. For us to win a championship, you can't be playing the way you're playing. You have to step it up. But Enough with the 76ers. I'll get back onto them and James Harden later. The Heat just look like in sync. Like, this, like, not, they're not doing one thing better than the other. It's just like everything is just flowing in motion. Like, you could see the chemistry. When you watch the Heat play, it's kind of boring to watch them play. Like, when I be watching the Heat play, like, it's kind of boring. Like, I kind of doze off, be on my phone a little bit. But it's just because, like, the way they play is just, they have such a systematic offense and such a systematic defense that the way they do things, the way they put the pieces together, like, just everything fits perfect. Everything fits perfect. So, like I said, the Joel Embiid don't come back and James Harden don't step up, the 76ers don't win a game in this series. They don't win a single game in this series. Luka's 45-point outburst in Game 1, though, yesterday, it wasn't enough. 45-point outburst, 45-point double-double wasn't enough. The Suns still beat the Mavericks 121-114. Now, with this game, this is going to be a good series as well, because Luka scored 45. Nobody else scored over 20. Nobody else scored, I don't want to say over 15, but I'm pretty sure that's what I saw. I'm going to check it real quick, because I'm pretty sure Luka scored 45. And the next highest scorer was, I'll tell you guys right now, Luka scores 45. The next highest scorer got 19 points. And that's Maxi Kleber off the bench. Jalen Brunson, 13 points, 6 for 16. That can't happen again. Reggie Bullock, 7 points, 2 for 7. That can't happen again. Dwight Powell, only 4 points, only 3 shots. That can't happen again. Spencer Dinwiddie, 8 points. That, like, if the Mavericks want to have a chance to bring the series as deep as I know they can, the supporting cast around Luka has to perform. Because we all know Luka's going to perform no matter what. Luka is known for performing in big moments. He's known for doing what he has to do when he has to do it. So in order for the Mavericks to go far in this series, his supporting cast is going to have to do more. His supporting cast is going to have to do more. Because then on the other side, you got Devin Booker with 23, Chris Paul with 19, DeAndre Ayton with 25. So that's basically their big three all basically got 20. And then on Luka's squad, he got 45. Nobody else got 20. Maxi Kleber got 19. So I guess we can count that as a 20. Like, if I just did it with Chris Paul, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like, people on this team have to, like, they have to perform. They have to play the way that they could play. They have to play their best in order to beat the Suns team. In order to take the Suns team deep, they have to play their best night in and night out to help Luka, because we all know Luka's going to perform. All right, and then like I said, for this time of the year, we don't really do lineup of the year because there's not that many games on at night, but we do have Shocker of the Night and Sellout of the Night. I want to start with Sellout of the Night. Because Sellout of the Night, it's James Harden. Without Joel Embiid, James Harden, he has to step up. He has to step it up. Last night, Harden was nothing but he was only the third leading scorer on the team. Two people scored more points than him. Two people. Tobias Harris led the team with 27 points, and then Tyrese Maxey has 19 points. James Harden has 16 points and only takes 13 shots. He can't score 16 points and only take 13 shots, even if they have Joel Embiid, let alone without him. Like, I want to know what happened to James Harden. Like, oh my God, what happened to Harden? Oh my God, what happened to Harden? What happened to him? It's like he's trying to shift his game to be more of a point guard. And I understand that. If they have Embiid, he could score 20, 25, have 10 dimes. Like, he could average that. He could average that. He can't average under 20 and expect to help lead this team to a chip averaging under 20. He's James Harden. He needs to perform. The man averaged almost 40 for a whole season. He needs to perform. He needs to perform. He can't keep playing like this. If he keeps playing like this, and if Joel Embiid doesn't come back, like I said, I have the Heat sweeping this team. He needs to step it up, and he needs to step it up immediately. Like, it's to the point where I don't even want to say James Harden's name on this show again until he steps it up. Because the way he's playing is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and it might be because the system he's in with Doc Rivers, he's more of a Mike D'Antoni. Like, him and Mike D'Antoni, those systems, they've always worked perfectly. That's why I think I've seen a whole bunch of rumors about how, like, if Doc fails this year, he's out, Mike D'Antoni's in, you know? But, like I'm saying, without Joel Embiid, James Harden has to perform way better than the way he's performing. Or this team is done. All right, but now I'm going to move on to Shocker of the Night. Shocker of the Night is probably not someone that you guys would have expected to win this, but it's PJ Tucker. And PJ is not only Shocker of the Night. Like, he's not really Shocker of the Night for his stats. He had 10.7 rebounds. That's a good stat line for a role player on the Heat. That's a good stat line. Five of those rebounds were offensive rebounds. That's really what gets PJ Shocker of the Night. Not for, like, what he's doing, but how he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? PJ, like, really asserts himself on both ends of the ball. And, like, it's what he does off of the ball. It's what he can do off of the ball without the ball in his hand. Me watching that game last night is why PJ wins Shocker of the Night. PJ Tucker, he's a above-average defender. I don't want to call him elite yet. I can't call him elite yet. He's an above-average defender. Like I said, five offensive rebounds. It's just, I can't really explain it. PJ's one of those players where if you're watching the game and you're seeing what he's doing, then you know exactly what I'm saying. And if you're not watching the game, you're not seeing what PJ's doing, you're like, PJ Tucker, Shocker of the Night? What's that all about? But yeah, PJ gets Shocker of the Night. It's just the way he plays is just great to watch. Like, the way he fits in this Miami Heat. Like I said, their system, the way he fits in that system, the piece to that puzzle was a big piece they needed. Was a big piece they needed last year, and they got it. So, it's going to be great to see the Heat go on. It's going to be great to see. I have them winning the series in four if Joel Embiid doesn't come back. If Embiid comes back, then we'll talk about something different. But until then, I got the Heat in four. And PJ Tucker, the way he plays on both ends of the ball, his energy, his tenacity, that's a big part of this. And that's also a big part in why he went Shocker of the Night for last night. But on that note, thank you for tuning into this episode of the George Rondo Show. Talk to you tomorrow.